You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei, ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and on the line we have Deputy Leader of the National Party, Nicola Willis. Kia ora, Nicola, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm really well, thank you.
Good, it's nice to speak with you. A lot has happened since we last spoke, and we've got a lot to get through this morning. We're going to talk, of course, about a bit about the negotiations that are going on in terms of forming a new government. But let's start with the humanitarian crisis that's happening in Gaza at the moment. New Zealand's released a statement that was agreed upon by both the incoming and the outgoing ruling parties, which is calling for a humanitarian pause. We've seen the UN come out now with a stronger position and call for a ceasefire. Would your government consider joining the UN's call?
Well, the way we're working during this caretaker period, where we're an incoming government but we have to formalise our arrangements, is we're working really closely with the outgoing Labour administration so that all of our positions internationally are taken jointly. So that process is ongoing, and as you say, we have joined the New Zealand government in calling for all parties to act in accordance with international law to demonstrate humanity. We want to see aid reaching people in Gaza, which requires humanitarian access. That needs to improve. That requires a humanitarian pause. It requires humanitarian corridors and safe areas to protect citizens in Gaza, because every civilian death is too many, and we do want to see Israel doing more to protect civilians in military operations, at the same time as we want to see Hamas stopping using civilians as human shields, and that we want to see them releasing hostages too. So look, it's a terrible situation that is unfolding. I think all New Zealanders watching that feel it, and we are, as I say, calling on all parties to show restraint and act in accordance with international law.
And we have seen, since the New Zealand statement was put out, though, these significant organisations like the UN now step its language up a level from that terminology around a humanitarian pause to the more, I guess, direct language of a ceasefire. Is that something that is on the table that's being discussed by the New Zealand government and incoming government? I appreciate it is a very complicated time for the division of power in Aotearoa.
Yeah, look, as you appreciate, New Zealand's position on this is a very careful and diplomatic one. And a ceasefire has many implications in terms of the cessation of all military operations in Israel, in the place of the conflict. And New Zealand's focus is really on those issues which I outlined around humanitarian access, around protecting civilians, around ensuring that aid is getting to people. And it's been New Zealand's position that that should be achieved with a humanitarian pause in those operations and in that conflict, by the opening of humanitarian corridors and by the creation of safe areas.
If we don't see that, is there discussion about what happens next? What is New Zealand's next step in terms of, I guess, backing up that call for a pause? I'm talking particularly about diplomatic and economic sanctions or ramifications. Is that something that's being discussed at the moment?
Look, Rachel, I'm not aware of those discussions, which is to say that where we are at the moment, there's a very clear position that New Zealand's taking. We're very focused on the need for those humanitarian measures that I've outlined. Obviously, it's a developing situation. It's one that our diplomats need to continue monitoring, and that our government needs to keep working with our partners and friends around the world on, and that one that we may need to take further steps or actions in relation to in the future as events unfold.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about what's happening in terms of the formation of a government at the moment. Big negotiations going on after special votes came through last week. We are also seeing quite a bit of discussion in the media about various parties' bottom lines. I guess one that's taken up a lot of attention is, of course, the ACT Party calling for a referendum on the treaty, which your party has said you believe would be divisive. Is it something that would be ruled out by National in terms of discussions at the moment?
Well, look, we've made a position going into these negotiations that you'll be really aware of, where we've said, look, we're not going to comment on the ins and outs of what we're discussing each day and where we're at. And that's out of respect for the negotiating process and a desire to get that together in goodwill as efficiently as possible for the good of New Zealanders, who I think want to see a strong and stable government put together as soon as possible. So, look, we've made our position clear on that proposal for a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi. We made that position clear prior to the election, and as with all of the positions that we had prior to the election, that remains our view.
In terms of timelines, that's something I'm sure that there is still a question mark over, but there's been a lot of discussion about how long it might take for us to get some sort of stability in terms of going forward. Do you have any information you can pass on about that, Nicola?
Yes, look, what we are working to do is balance correctly two things. On the one hand, we want to get these deals done as efficiently and quickly as possible so that we can go to the Governor-General, demonstrate that we have the support to form a government and get on with the business of governing and delivering on the campaign commitments we've made. On the other hand, we also want to ensure that the agreements that we reach allow us to be a really strong and stable government that does a great 3 years in a way that is as stable as possible and allows us to get as much done as possible. So we're balancing those two objectives, and you'll appreciate that with any negotiating, setting an artificial deadline can jeopardise those objectives, and that's what we've been keen not to do.
Well, let's talk about the supermarkets, because that's been a hot-button topic for years in Aotearoa now, but we have seen it take over headlines this week. There's been discussion about the potential merger of some supermarkets, and we are also seeing that this has been a big pre-election topic of concern for people as well. What's your position on this at the moment in terms of the government? I know this is something that you've outlined as a priority that the National Party was concerned about. What is the position going forward from here?
Look, in general, what National has said, and which remains the case, is that what we want to see really good competition in the supermarket sector so that New Zealand supermarket shoppers get a good and a fair deal. That's what we want to see. And we've noted that the Commerce Commission in recent times and its reports has found that there hasn't been enough competition. And we support steps to support that happening. I just need to be really careful when I comment on this particular topic at the moment, and that's because, as you will have seen yesterday, we've seen that Foodstuffs has made an application to merge its North Island and South Island operations. It's made that application to the Commerce Commission. That's now subject to a statutory Commerce Commission process whereby they assess whether or not they think that merger would be detrimental to competition. It's really important that me, as a potentially incoming finance minister, not be seen to try and influence that process or comment directly on that process.
Well, there's going to be a lot of interesting topics which we circle back to, Nicola, when we do have a bit more, certainty going forward with what the formation of the government looks like. Good luck with those negotiations this week and in the future. And we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners.
Kia ora. We'll talk to you soon. Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.